We're doing Tehillim, and we're up to the 39th chapter. We read the verses of Tehillim with a traditional Chalabitun, and then we explain, but perhaps we should first introduce the chapter. This is the chapter that was written about the challenges that the Jewish people would face. The destruction of the temple, the Inquisition, the Crusades, the Holocaust, the different situations in which the nations made all kinds of decrees against us. And the decrees were anti-Semitic, the decrees were anti-Jewish, the decrees were with the sole purpose of breaking us, of destroying us. And David composed the chapter Lamnatzeach Lidutun to the conductor about religions, about the different religions that would try to take us down, about the different laws and systems in which nation after nation tried to systematically annihilate us. It's not only the Nazis, the Russians tried it too. Every generation and every time and place had their enemy. So today it's Ahmadinejad. And you know what? It's happening in Egypt too, and in Tunisia. And David HaMelech composed a song, a chapter specifically about the challenges that we would face. And David says, "Lam natzeach li dutun mizmor le David. Amarti eshmera derachai." As I was suffering, the Jewish people say, we said to ourselves, in spite of all the suffering, we won't start questioning God. Amalti, I said to myself, Eshmirad Rachai, I'll be careful. We're suffering. People were tortured to death. We live in a very comfortable time and place right now. We have to pray it continues. We have no guarantee. And so, as people were suffering, they said to themselves, we have to watch ourselves. Eshmera derachai mechato vilshoni. I have to be careful not to sin with my tongue. Because when people have it tough, the nature is to call out against. Not only to question, but to speak against, to speak harshly about the judgment that they've been allotted. And although we are being afflicted, we said to ourselves, Eshmera lefi machsom, I will make a muzzle over my mouth, Beod rasha linegdi. Although the problems haven't been resolved, although the wicked are still standing there beating us, we will hold our mouths shut and we will not sin in the way we speak. Ne'elamti dumiya, hechesheti mitov. And so, we spent days in silence. And the fear of the enemy, be it in the time of the Nazi, the Inquisitions, the Crusades, throughout our history we had points where hechesheti mitov, we were forced to be silenced of that which is good as well. Not only silenced from calling out against God, but also from the Torah. We couldn't learn from fear of the enemy. Uchevi nekal. And when I was silenced, so then my pain became unbearable. It became destructive. And at that point, Cham libi, David HaMelech says, my heart started burning, started heating up within me. Bekirbi bahagigi tivaresh dibalti bilshoni. And my thoughts are burning like fire. And at that point, I started talking. And what do I say? What is the greatest part of every challenge in life? A person that's having chemotherapy, what's the biggest part of his challenge? It's not only the suffering of the moment, it's the question of what's to come. A person can handle the challenges of life if he knows that the end will be and they lived happily ever after. If you tell a person, if you can guarantee a person who's single he'll get married, he can handle the weight. If you can guarantee a parent that has no children that he will have children, he can handle the weight. If Avraham Avinu would have known that when he's 100 he'll have a boy, he could have handled those 100 years. But the challenge is that we don't have anyone answering our question. And so the great question when we're suffering is what David says in Pasuk Hey, Hodieni Adonai Kitzi Umidat Yamai Mahi Eidea Mechadel Ani. Let me know when is the deadline. When is this going to end? Hodieni Hashem Kitzi. David says, when we finally couldn't handle the silence anymore, our voices break forth and they say, Hashem, tell us, when's it going to end? Umidat yamai mahi. What period have you given to this life that I'm going to have to suffer like this? Ede'a mechadelani. When will I cease to suffer? If I could only know the end point, then I could handle it. And that's what the Rambam writes, that perhaps that is why in Emunot v'Deot, Rav Sadia Gaon gave a date for the Mashiach, because the persecution was so terrible against the Jews in his time that if they didn't have an end point, they would have given up. And so although Rav Sadia Gaon knew that you're not supposed to give a date for when Mashiach is going to come, but he gave an interpretation in the verses in Daniel's to give the people hope, because he must have realized that if not for that, they're going to lose it. And that's the greatest challenge. Standing up to a situation where you have no way of knowing you're going to get out. I've made it a habit the past few months to ask people how they remained religious after the Holocaust. How did they survive? And I try to ask it in a respectful way, and I always say I understand every person that did not remain religious. I don't understand those who did. I want to understand the secret of what kept you going. And one of the people I spoke to said to me, he said that what has to keep a person going is the belief that there's going to be a better tomorrow. We don't know when that tomorrow will be. But when a person can hold on to that, so then a person can weather the storms. And he said to me that you could tell in the Holocaust those people who had given up and those people who had not. It's interesting that he said part of those who did not give up was their capacity to do kindness unto others. That part of the key to holding on to hope was also thinking and seeing others, which was another interesting point. Hine tefachot natata yamai v'childi che'ayin negdecha. David HaMelech says, you know, you made my life measured. It's not like I have an eternity to live here. Hine tefachot natata yamai. You made my life measured. V'childi, and when I get old, ke'ayin negdecha. That's like nothing when it comes to you. To you, it's no big difference. Ach kol hevel kol adam nitzav sela. And a person's life is nothing really. What is our life? What is all our aspirations? What does it all amount to? At the end of the day, we pass. Our aspirations pass. We move on. Ach betzelem. Yitalech ish. But God, you let us walk in the darkness. Ach hevel yemayun. And all our desires are really worthless. Yitzbo velo yedam mi osefam. A person can gather his grains. He can work the whole summer in the harvest. And he doesn't know if he's going to make it to enjoy that harvest. He doesn't really know who's going to benefit from all his work. Ve'ata makiviti Adonai tochalti lechahi. So he says, so what do I want? If all of life amounts to death, If at the end of the day, what's there to hope for? So he says, I'll tell you what I hope. My hope is for you. My hope is, Mikol Pesha'ai Hatzileini, save me from what I've done wrong. Help me fix what I've done wrong in the world. David HaMelech says, my hope is that you save me from the punishment for what I've done wrong. Chirpat Naval Al Tesimeini. And don't let me be disgraced. And don't let me be disgraced by the disgraced. Chirpat Naval. The Naval is a derelict. He's the disgraced one. Don't let me be disgraced by him. Don't let me be less than him. And Chazal tell us that this line, Chirpat Naval Al Tesimeini, is really a reference to those enemies who were beating us. That David HaMelech says, don't let us be the only ones suffering in this world. David HaMelech says, if they're afflicting us, so then let them suffer too. If you have a case against us, God, okay, I understand. I understand that at the end of the day, we don't have too many answers. After everything we've done, we still have a lot to go. But one thing I do have a right to request, and that is that they shouldn't have it so good as they're making it so bad for us. And the Medrash says that this prayer caused that the enemies, although they'd be afflicting us, would grow ill and would suffer as well. Because this was a claim that, so to speak, how could you argue that? David HaMelech is saying, okay, if we have to suffer, they shouldn't enjoy. Ne'elamti lo eftach bihi ki ata asita. And so I will be quiet, David HaMelech says, because I recognize that it is you that's doing it. And as we discussed a few years ago, when the terrorist walked into America as a Rav, we said one of the most difficult parts of contending with the death of those children is the feeling that the terrorist for those minutes had the decision who would live and who would die. And David HaMelech says, I recognize ki ata asita. That is one of the key points, the recognition that they are but a stick. So if there's a threat, I recognize the threat is because Hashem wants there to be a threat. That's one of the key messages, to my mind, that we have to see in the Tanakh time and again. The Tanakh repeatedly shows us how if we're suffering from our enemies, that then Hashem has made it so. It's not because we made the Oslo Peace Accords, or because we made the Accords of Y, or because we gave them this or we gave them that. At the end of the day, nothing has to happen. There's one who controls the world. And if he wants, then all the turmoil in Egypt could turn out far better. It could cause turmoil in Iran and they could overthrow him. It could cause democracy in Egypt and we could have better relations. Everything could be for the good. There's no cause and effect that has to happen right now. Or at any time in Jewish history. Ki ata asita. David HaMelech says, at the end of the day, my recognition is you're the one controlling the show. And so I don't hope for anything other than you. And I say, Haser me'alai nigehecha, remove from upon me the afflictions you've put on me. Mitigrat yadecha ani chaliti. From the fear of your punishment, I've been wiped, David HaMelech says. Bitochachot alavon yisalta ish batemes ka'ash chamudo ach hevel kol adam sela. Bitochachot alavon, with the rebuke over our sins, yisalta ish, you've afflicted us. Vatemes ka'ash chamudo, you've made our flesh rot, like a garment that's eaten by moths. Achhevel kol adam sela. But I recognize that all of humanity, at the end of the day, everything goes in the world, nothing lasts. And so I realize that my hope isn't something that's finite isn't in the human world. But my hope is, Shema tefilati Adonai v'shavati ha'azina el dimati al techerash. David HaMelech says, Hashem, please hear my prayer, hear my calling, listen to my tears, and do not be silent to my tears. From this pasuk, Chazal say, El dimati al techerash. Notice that when it comes to tefillah, David says to daven, Hashem should hear him. When it comes to tears, he says, do not be silenced. He understands that Hashem hears him. And that's what Chazal say, Kol ha'sharim ninalim chutz m'sharei dima. All the gates of prayer can be locked, aside from the gates of tears. Because David says, El dimati al techerash. Don't be silent to my tears, because the tears I know you hear. I beg you, listen to my prayer. Save me from the afflictions. Ki ger anochi imach. David HaMelech says, I'm like a sojourner. You're eternal, and what am I? I'm here all of 70 years. What's it worth? I'm nothing. Toshav kechol avotai. I'm a settler, just like my forefathers. They came and passed. I'm going to come and pass. So my hope is in you. Hashem imeni ve'avliga beterem eleich ve'ineni. And David ends the chapter with such a powerful line. He says, stop hitting me. Hashem imeni. Hashem, please just let up on the punishments. Hashem imeni ve'avliga. And I'll get back my strength. Beterem eleich ve'ineni. Because I know that death is just a few footsteps away. And so this is, on the one hand, it's a very morbid chapter. David is describing our suffering and the fact that we don't know when it's going to end. And so David has no reason to assume it's ever going to end. In his lifetime, at least. He has no reason to think he's going to see the end. And so he says, what's the key to standing up to a challenge that you don't know where the end point is? He says, point number one, don't talk too much. Because what you're going to say isn't going to sound too good. When a person's suffering, Chazal say the greatest thing he could do is sing praise of Hashem. Well, only one person was able to do that, David. The next step is to be silent. That was Aaron. And then the final one is Eov, who wailed. Made philosophical claims, he didn't stand up to the test. And most people, the best they could do is what Aaron did. Vayidom Aaron. He lost his two children, he was quiet. That's the best they can do. It was a unique person, David, who could suffer and sing Hashem's praise. And so David, representing the Jewish people throughout time, compiles this chapter of Lidutun, a chapter about how the different religions and different peoples are going to try and afflict us, and we will suffer and not know when the end is in sight. And so the first key is to be silent. The second key is to hope that Hashem is going to resolve the situation, the recognition that it's all in His hands. And the claim is not, hey, Hashem, I don't deserve it. Hey, I have so many good things to claim. No, it's what's my life at the end of the day? At the end of the day, what does it all amount to? Nothing. What am I and what are you? You're eternal and I'm finite. And so, on the one hand, David HaMelech says, at least let me know when the end is going to be. Let me know when I'll stop suffering. And my hope is that you forgive me from my sin. Don't let them enjoy while I'm suffering. And I'm going to be silent and beg you to remove the suffering. Let me catch my breath. And that's the point David concludes the chapter with. Let me catch my breath and have some strength before I go.